pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're on the road today at Central Community College in Hastings, where the annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star High School Football Camp is going on, getting ready for the game this Saturday. And Daddy, Derek back at the studio, Daddy with me here, and we'll be talking with the coaches, a couple of the players from around the area that are going to be playing to the All-Star game. But Daddy, welcome back. Just got in on that charter flight this morning. Glad to have you back. Long flight in from California last night. And by the way, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm not gay. I wasn't in California.
I thought with California opening up gay marriages last night, you were right there.
No. I was not in California. I was right at home.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So everything's still intact.
Everything's intact, all right.
That's good to know. Doug and Daddy's show, we will be talking, as we said, with some of the football players. But, Daddy, first off, as we've got ESPN on here in the room, everybody's been talking about the U.S. Open, and Colin Cowherd has been, again, off the mark again with the Willie Randolph firing for the Mets. That's not such a big story, I don't think, in our listening area. I really don't know many Met fans and don't see a whole lot of Met garb in central Nebraska.
I see none. I see none, and I don't know anybody in central Nebraska that really cares about this, but I think everybody thought day in and day out it was going to happen. There was no secret that that was going to happen with the way the Mets were sliding with the payroll that they have.
That's just the timing of the whole situation at 3:15 Eastern time in the morning, which, of course, would have been midnight out on the West Coast where they were playing, and a strange situation there. We'll touch on that a little bit more. And, of course, Jerry Manuel takes over for this long road trip. College World Series continues. Actually, a couple of exciting games yesterday. A great one last night between Stanford and Georgia. And Florida State ties a College World Series record for not being able to score when you have guys on base. 17 men left on base yesterday. That's just something that's not going to get it done for Mike Martin and the boys.
Well, and did not commit an error. Mike Martin saying, if you'd have told me we're going to get that many hits, have that many people on base and not commit an error, well, you got to like your chances. But Miami's the number one team in the nation for a reason, and they found a way to score runs.
So they will stay alive, and they will play Stanford. Georgia, innocently enough, seventh inning, nobody on, two out. Next thing you know, they get a two-run single and a very close call that was almost a three-run home run. And for the second, maybe third straight day, you had a somewhat controversial call that ends up not being a big deal because Georgia went on to win the baseball game. But yesterday, it appeared that the umpires did get the call right, a shot down the right field line that hit the fence. There was only about a foot of fence right of the foul pole, and it appeared to hit on top of that, which indeed would have been foul.
Well, I think you're going to start to see maybe that corrected in Omaha for the future to take that out, because I would argue the other way and say I thought it was a home run.
Well, of course, they're going to build a new stadium because of it. There won't be any problems in that brand-new stadium, $140 million.
Yeah, $140 million, we're going to take care of that foul pole problem.
So we'll have all that going on, but the U.S. Open yesterday, one of the greatest playoffs. You know, a lot of people were poo-pooing an 18-hole playoff. I didn't hear anybody doing that today.
No, people really enjoyed it. They got a show. Like Rocco said, they got a show. They asked for a show. They got one. 19 holes. Rocco Media, if he didn't have, if you weren't a fan before yesterday, you certainly are now, showed what it took to get the take Tiger to the wire. It looked like he was out of it and dead, and then three birdie. Birdie on the backside. Amazing, amazing effort. And Rocco's saying, I did all I could. I pushed the number one golfer in the world.
But that's what everybody is saying today, Tony. And is for as many good shots as Tiger Woods attacked, I again will take the other side. Did Rocco mediate choke yesterday? He could have put Tiger away on Sunday by birdieing a par 5 short 18th. He could have done it again yesterday, and he didn't do it either day.
But, Doug, it comes down to the end, and it comes down to a stage in which Rocco Media has never been a part of, and certainly the emotions of the game and his demeanor never changed, never wavered from start to finish. And I think that says a lot about the man right there. The pressure never did get to Rocco.
Well, no, but he didn't finish. He got those three straight birdies. He had the lead, and he didn't finish for the second straight day.
He finishes against anyone else in the world other than one man who's simply not human.
Is that okay? All right. Point well taken. Point well taken. I'll tell you what, they've just finished up practice here at the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star
Thank
Camp.
Thank God they showered.
Oh,
too.
And some of them really, really. I'll tell you what, we're going to be talking to the coaches here. Duke Wald is the head coach of Cody Kilgore, and he's coaching the West, and he has got his hands full here today. Not because he's got, such a great amount of kids, but have you seen his assistant coaching staff?
Yes, I have.
Not a pretty group. I guess this was the year they just picked him out of a hat. Carly Wells coming down from Elgin, and Darren Hatch, of course, from Arapahoe.
I'm more interested in talking to Wayne Evans, the student manager that he brought along out of Cody Kilgore.
That's probably where the most intelligence will come from all day long. A lot of the kids, obviously, from the listening area will play for the West. For quite a while, the East had been dominating this football game. I don't know if that was the Howells factor or if that was something else, but the games have been pretty competitive here the last 2 years. West finally got off the schneid a little bit, and we're looking for a competitive game again on Saturday.
Yeah, it should be a great game. I think you saw the balance of power shift in the 8-man game, and you certainly saw some great football, Doug, and getting a chance to cover some of it, some of the tremendous athletes in the area. You got Justin Sweeberg coming out of Axtell. Still hasn't cut his hair since the season ended. What a mop that kid has. He's coming to UNK, and then several. You can single out whoever you want to, but the balance of power certainly has shifted. And you mentioned Howells. I think nobody's complaining about them being out of the 8-man game.
Well, for another year at least, that's about it. But we expect a good football game. Of course, the East is going to be coached by Ken Swanson from Coleridge. They've got a good program there. Jim Dooley from Bloomfield, Eric Kessler from Humphrey St. Francis coaching the East. And you've got a handful of kids from the eastern portion of our listening area, the Hastings area from 1550 that will be here. And, I've already heard the West is about a 14-point favorite. That's what the coaches were telling us earlier today.
Well, that's because the West didn't practice. The coaches watched the East practices from the bushes. They inform everybody over
there. I heard the Skeeters are bad.
They say they are when you're tucked under the bushes where these guys were viewing the East practice this morning.
Well, we're going to talk with the coaches. We'll start with the East, and we'll head into the West. We'll talk with some of the players like Bryson Malberg of Elwood and Justin Sweeberg of Axtell. We're going to catch up with Troy Peterson from a Lawrence Nelson, and we'll talk to the coaches as well. Right after this break, you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show live from Hastings, where the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Camp going on leading up to Saturday's game.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop it! Stop talking!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Hey, summer's finally here, and if you want your summer memories to last longer than your tan, then you better get into Carney Yamaha now. Make memories for the whole family at the lake with a new Yamaha Wave Runner. All Yamaha VX Wave Runners offer a quiet and reliable 4-stroke 110 HP motor that makes pulling skiers and tubers a breeze. If you want to relax from a long work week and be the most popular person on your block, take home a new VX Yamaha Wave Runner from Carney Yamaha today, making summer memories sweeter. Carney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80, Carney.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
The Roman Italian Restaurant and Lounge in Kearney will present blues artist Oliver Butt Tuesday evening, June 17th at 8 p.m.
Living on a tip jar.
Butt's music is an unusual concoction of vintage tinted Americana, alternative country, and non-traditional bluegrass, and we think you're going to like it.
Will the prodigal son make something of himself someday?
Meet the Roman Tuesday night, June 17th, and enjoy fine food, wine, and the intimate, stripped-down sound of Oliver Butt.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Remember back when people had pride in their car?
You can steal my girlfriend. You can kick my dog. Don't touch my car.
Did damage during the recent tornadoes leave the interior all soaked in your car? Call Timmel's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning at 440-0885. You'll love the fresh, clean, like new look from Timmel's Detailing. Call for commercial or residential carpet cleaning with fabric protection available. Cleaning up after the storm. Timmel's Auto Detailing and Carpet Cleaning, 1004 Avenue A, behind Kelly Electric in Carty.
We'll see partial sunshine across the area today with a chance of a few showers and storms developing. Highs around 77 are expected with southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see the possibility of some showers and storms with partly to mostly cloudy skies, low at 57. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're at Hastings Central Community College camp for the 8-man All-Star football game. We've had a chance to come over here the last few years, I guess ever since we started doing the show, Daddy, and we've had a good time, and we've got to talk to a lot of good coaches, and we've got to talk to a lot of great football players, and we're set to do that again with Ken Swanson joining us, the head coach from Coleridge, coaching the E-Staff, Daddy. You've had just a little time to kind of break down some things. You've looked at some names. You've looked at some, well, I know you like to look at the bulk, see who's got the bigger team, just an early assessment, because I know later on in the show you'll be giving your official prediction.
Yeah, my official prediction. Everybody's waiting for that, of course, out there. They care what I think. Anyway, yeah, it doesn't list a kicker, and really I think that's what this game could come down to. I'm disappointed in that. And I'm going to stick to that. There's not a damn kicker listed. How am I supposed to handicap this?
Well, evidently, one thing I'm a little surprised by, a lot of these guys go for two-point conversions here. Thus, no Brent Streeter from Bertrand is here to help out with his two-point conversions.
Yes, he's doing clinics all over the nation, actually. He was 0 for 22 streaked in last year. Brent's out on the circuit. People are wondering how that is possible.
Ken Swanson from Coleridge joins us. Ken, are you concerned about your kicker?
Well, not really. You know, we've got several kids that can kick the ball, but the thing is we got to make sure it goes straight and in the air. So,
Ken, these All-Star games in the past have been pretty much a physical, solid game from the East up front. Man on man, they've been bigger and they've basically been stronger than the West has been. Is that how you see this group this year?
Not really. I think the West is a little bit bigger than us this year. They've got some big boys over there, and I think it's going to be a good game up front. Yeah, I think we're going to be able to battle a little bit, but I think they might have us size-wise this year.
That's definitely different. Where would you see your advantage then if it's not in the size?
Well, we're hoping if we're smaller, we're faster.
That seems to be the standard theme. One team's bigger, one team's faster. Do you have a good mixture, do you feel, just looking at these kids in camp through the first day?
Yeah, we've got a good mix of kids. We've got we do have some kids with some good size, and we've got some kids that can really move well. As far as the overall package, I think we've got a good mix of what we need. It's going to be a tight game any way you break it down. It's going to be fun. It's going to be tight. It's going to be one of those things that comes down to who can make a big play.
One thing I love about these All-Star games, Doug, I look at the roster. They've got seven quarterbacks on the east side. Seven. So, obviously, if you decided on one, and who's going to be the sixth holding the clipboard?
Well, we've been breaking down some of the things here in practice, and obviously you take some guys that got some pretty good skill, and maybe you move a few guys around that can do a few different things. They do play some defense also. So, we do have a lot of guys listed at that position. But I think the West's got a number of quarterbacks listed as well.
Ken Swanson is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the Coleridge coach. Are you going to coach the East All-Stars?
Yeah, the West only has five, though, Ken. Come on. You got seven.
Well, Coach, did you come into camp knowing who was going to play offense, who's going to play defense? Do you got some kids playing both ways? What's your philosophy on that?
Well, right now, when we did the selection process, we went and we took guys that, could probably play on both sides. We were going to get them down here. We're going to experiment with them a little bit, move them around, draw some lines here. We're going to draw a little bit harder lines. We've had three practices now. We've got a pretty good idea what guys can do, and we'll make a little bit more distinct line in the sand on who's going to go where. But we tried to select guys that were overall athletes, could go either way. And then, you know, we had an idea of where some guys belong, but we're going to draw those lines here today probably on where we're going to put them at.
One thing about the eight-man, I don't think you guys, the coaches and the committee that puts the team, you hardly ever get told no, do you? I mean, this isn't turning into the Shrine Game. All these kids still want to play some football.
Oh, yeah, these are great kids. They come down here, they get after it. You know, just about everybody that you try to get, you know, tries to get down here and play, and it's just a great atmosphere, and we do some great things here, and the kids love it.
Ken, you go back to your season a year ago. Who are the kids out there that you, when you found out you were coaching this game, that you said, "Boy, we had trouble handling him. I want him on my side in this game."
Well, you know, overall in our district that we played in, I didn't, you know, take a lot of guys from the district that we played in our schedule. There was a few guys that I saw out there that, you know, we wanted, and most of the guys that I got an opportunity to see were maybe other guys from other districts that I didn't really see in person. You know, it was breakdown on film and getting to see some of those guys that way.
What's it been like so far? Have you had a couple of kids kind of stand out and catch your eye of these guys that you hadn't seen a whole lot of?
Yeah, you know, there's always a few surprise kids. You know, you come down, you see some guys on film, but once you get them in person, you know, you get to learn a little bit more about the total package and stuff. So, you know, overall, there's been some guys that have done some real good things so far and been some nice surprises for us, and we're excited about that.
Obviously, the quarterback, we joke about that. Are there different quarterbacks that can do different things, or is it pretty much one standard offense if you want to stick to in this game?
We've got a couple guys that have different strengths at quarterback. You know, we've got some guys that are run-oriented guys, and we've got some guys that can throw the ball down the field pretty well. So, you know, what we want to do, we can shift things up a little bit if we need to and change gears.
Nobody, for the most part, has ever came out and just winged the ball all over the place in an eight-man game. It's a lot of running game, and your defense has to be good against the run. Is that going to be the case again, even with all these quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's going to be. You know, in this type of situation, you want to run some ball control. You need to take care of the football, secure it, keep your turnovers down, play good defense, and you know, like I said, ball control, take care of it. Maybe it's going to come down to a big play, usually maybe a special team play or turnovers in the end. So,
obviously, Coach Colton Wilson comes from Bloomfield, Nebraska, after three practices. Assess what he brings on the sidelines being the student manager.
Well, you know, he's gotten our water. We did run short on water yesterday.
That's
going to have to pick it up.
That's
there a little bit.
Yeah.
But overall, he's done a good job overall, but we're going to try and work on his water game a little bit.
What did you take from being an assistant? Obviously, you have to be an assistant before you're a head coach, and it was just 3 years ago you were an assistant. You guys won the football game. What did you take from that you're using this week?
You're able to learn a little bit about how to manage this many great athletes, and you try and get a mix of guys on the field and how you're going to mesh those guys together. You get 24 great athletes, and you got to decide who you're going to put on the field and what combination and how you're going to do that. So being able to go through that once before, you have an idea of how to do that, and you've got that under your belt a little bit. So that's probably the biggest asset.
Out of your backfield, people that are coming to the game on Saturday, who do you look for to shine on the field? And once they get in the open, who do you really like to make some things happen?
Oh, we've got a couple of kids that are pretty talented. You know, really, Jordan Brummels from Winside is a real speedy cat. He can move around to make people miss. He's got great acceleration. Bravitz from Clarkson is another great player. He's a physical kid, good speed. You know, and I could just start going down the list of guys. You know, I got 24 guys here that are great athletes, and I could name them all going down the list if I really think about it. So, but, you know, those are a couple guys that are pretty shifty, you know, fast guys, hard-nosed guys. You know, we've got some big physical guys too. Jonathan Bush is a specimen from Clarkson on the line. And, you know, you get some of those guys. You get down here, you get those big kids that you don't get every day in Coleridge. So,
and Coach, there's always a jokester. There's always a guy that would run into a tree without a helmet on every team. I assume you got some of those. You've already got to do some fun things outside of the camp. Just kind of talk about the first couple 3 days and the impressions you've had so far.
Well, really, this is a quiet group. You know, I was down here last time, and we had some comedians that these guys have been pretty quiet. You know, the van rides aren't very loud, and you know, I maybe they're focused or maybe they're scared. I don't know.
Well, so that's when you ought to be careful if it's awful quiet. They got things planned.
They saw me drive the golf cart the other night. Maybe they were holding on. I don't know.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for having us over, and good luck and have fun this week and during the game on Saturday.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. That is Coach Ken Swanson from Coleridge joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is leading the East. Daddy, come on. Seriously. When you were in high school, just out of high school, and you were quiet a few times, you were planning.
And I wasn't focused in any All-Star game, I'll tell you that. Very little focus.
How many All-Star games were you in?
None. but I can imagine.
Were you ever a student manager in All-Star game?
No, I was not a student manager in one either.
Could you be, maybe, let's work on that for next year. Well, Andy, could maybe Daddy be the student manager, just like, not the student manager, like assistant junior student manager? They're going to send you to the Paces. You might have to come to practice.
Why would they be disappointed?
Of course, Andy Verbke, president of the association, over here running the camp, so to speak. That's what I've been told.
Andy's son participating, I believe, in Cleat.
Well, yes, exactly. A much better go-kart driver, I understand, than the old man. We are at the 8-Man All-Star Camp. Coming up later on in the program, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Gee, I wonder what the trivia will be about today. Maybe 8-Man football. You'll want to take a look at that. When we come back, we're going to talk with the Duke Wall, the head coach of the West, and then we're going to talk with a few of the players as well. We are at the 8-Man All-Star Camp here in Hastings, and we'll be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person, and conference calls alone aren't enough. GoToMeeting web conferencing is the way to go. GoToMeeting is the easiest, most affordable way to do web conferencing. With GoToMeeting, everybody can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's like meeting people in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. Use GoToMeeting for product or sales demos. You'll increase revenue by closing more deals and closing them faster. It's perfect for customers or employee training. Since GoToMeeting has a low, flat monthly rate, you can meet as often as you want for as long as you need. I've used GoToMeeting. It's great. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month, unlimited online meetings, free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, orange Try It Free button, promo code Colin.
It's time for the 16th Annual Phelps Memorial Health Center Silver Run, Saturday, June 21st at 8 a.m. The Silver Run is certified and tax-sanctioned. Runners and walkers can choose from 10K, 5K, or 2-mile courses. Register before June 20th, and the cost is only $15. Entries will still be taken race day, and will be $20. All participants will receive a T-shirt and race packet. Medals will be awarded for the top finisher in each age division. Proceeds will go to the Phelps Community Pantry. For a registration form, go to phelpsmemorial.com.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
We think you'll say hail yes to the deals right now at Kearney Auto Sales. Turns out there is a silver lining in the wake of the recent storms, and you'll find it at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. If you're in the market for a high-quality used car, truck, or SUV during the month of June, you can save hundreds, no, thousands of dollars at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Slightly damaged? You bet. But what's a little bump or a bruise when you can save thousands? We think you'll say hail yes to the deals right now at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30.
We'll see partial sunshine across the area today with a chance of a few showers and storms developing. Highs around 77 are expected with southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see the possibility of some showers and storms with partly to mostly cloudy skies, low at 57. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis here at Hastings at the 8-Man All-Star Football Camp. And we'll be talking with more of the coaches and players in just a moment. But don't forget, tonight we've got baseball on our sister station, Power 99 FM. Kearney Five Points and Thirsties are hosting Central City this evening. And it is Fan Appreciation Night over there at our senior game, 8 o'clock scheduled first pitch, pregame around 7:45. Derek, a lot of things are going on tonight at Memorial Field for Fan Appreciation Night.
Yeah, while you're checking out baseball, you can pick up some hamburgers. They're also serving root beer floats as well, ice cream, Big Daddy-sized nachos. They're having drawings every inning for prizes as well, and a split the pot as well going on up there. So a lot of stuff going on up at Memorial Field tonight.
Free admission, chow, floats, root beer floats, Daddy. Root beer floats.
Oh, I thought I was going to get a ride one before you cleared that up.
Yeah, the carnival. It might be the only ride in Buffalo County's Fair this year, but that's what's going on. And don't forget, you want to watch the game in Cuffer, stop by Bisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Adidas and Nike, all the top name brands. They've got everything from the visors to the flip-flops to the shorts to the T-shirts. Ball caps from collegiate and pros, area teams as well. Misco Sports, stop by and see Steve and the gang on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. And unbelievable, you know, we're here at 8-Man Camp, Daddy, and it's almost time to, and I know a lot of people are already thinking about the fall season that is coming up, but it's time to prep and get your gear for that. Great selection of football shoes. Stop in and see what they have or see what you want to order from Misco Sports.
I went down to Misco's to get some of that Under Armour stuff for myself. They were going to have to order some in.
Do they have a seamstress on staff?
No.
They just sewed that couple of those larges together, and you're
no.
Okay?
No, they had nothing. They had nothing, and they said they didn't want to see me in any Under Armour either.
I see you're sporting your LSU garb today, supporting a loser. Is that the story? Or
no, you know, I looked in the closet, and I said, you know, being the stylish man that I am, what would go great with these shorts? And I said, boy, that shirt looks good. That's why I went with it.
Well, glad to have it. Travis Tuesday Trivia coming up. Let's get back to football, though, as we are here at the 8-Man Camp. Daddy, do you know where Cody or Kilgore is?
You know what? I think it's very far north.
I just remember going up to a playoff game in Gordon about 5 years ago, and we stayed in Valentine on the way up. That's how far it is up to Cody Kilgore. And I believe it's still 90 more miles, I believe, from Cody or Kilgore, one of the two through there.
It's like you fly into Rapid City and go 15 miles south.
It's something like that. The head coach is Duke Wald, who is the head coach of the West. Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you.
Well, you guys, I mean, if you don't know where Cody Kilgore is, you should, because they've been really maybe the last, I don't know, 8, 10 years, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, you guys have had some athletes up there that have been doing some good things.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate since I've been there, 9 years now, having some really good basketball talent, and we kind of turned around getting some football players.
Duke, obviously, in that area, along with Layton, and I think if you talk to anybody from Elwood, they remember the Childers boys from Layton in the playoff game they were in. Some great athletes up in that area, not just from your school, but in the surrounding communities.
Well, absolutely. You talk about the Childers boys, the twins. They bring it all, and they give it to you every time. And actually, their head coach was my assistant the first year, a couple of years at Cody Kilgore and Glenn Lipska.
So you couldn't keep them around, huh?
I know.
Well, both of them on your team, you guys look like you've got a lot of talent on this football team for the West this year. Just the first couple days of practice, your assessment of what you've seen.
We have some very good kids. We've got a couple kids that are going to walk on for the university, and we got a number of kids that are going to play local ball, either at Kearney or Shadron or Wayne. We have a good mixture of size and some good skill positions. If we could get Coach Wells to mesh these kids.
That's his priority, huh, meshing the team?
Well, I can't believe you give him much responsibility at all, Carly Wells from Elgin.
Well, I just looked at his playbook when he was in the state championship game, and I just know the guy. He only runs about 3 offensive running plays, so that's about all he can handle.
Is that what we're expecting to see on Saturday then? Keep it simple?
Yeah, get the ball to Dixon kid and just let him move around a little bit.
Obviously, Duke, everybody out there, and we asked Coach Coach from the East the same question. The quarterback situation, have you settled on one or got a couple options available to you?
We told the kids pretty much first day that we took 5 quarterbacks, but we are going to probably skim it down to 2. We're looking at Taylor Dixon from Wanee Palisade and then Bryson Mulberg from Elwood.
your philosophy. I asked Ken the same question. Your philosophy about what you want to do. Kids for offense, kids for defense, some going both ways. Have you decided yet?
We're really going to try to stick with, you know, 10, 12 kids for offense and then 10, 12 kids for defense so we can get all the kids in.
Is it tough? I mean, you were here as an assistant as well. I know it's you want to win the football game and you want the excitement of the state's best and the all-staters, and just about all these kids are that, yet you want to get all the kids in kind of some equal plays. How much does that rattle in your brain during the week?
Yeah, we think about it. I mean, we've talked about it since first day. Yeah, it's pretty tough. We're pretty fortunate. We got 24 quality kids, so we'll find time for them, whether it's special teams or, you know, a couple plays here and there on defense and offense.
Duke linemen don't get singled out much, but I've got one from my hometown, so I'm going to bring up Jace Hyden, who buys all of his insurance at Junkin Insurance Agency there in Bertrand.
Jeez. Wow.
A little shameless plug for your mother, but nonetheless, you get some bigger, thicker kids up front, something very different from the past as far as being on the West squad, and Jace is just one of them.
Yeah, we're really pleased with Jace. I really didn't know much about him until he got down here. I've watched him on film a couple times. He's one of the kids that we're going to focus pretty much on defense. He can handle a double team pretty well and plug some holes.
You've got a lot of kids, obviously, that you have seen and a lot of kids that you haven't seen in person. Have there been a couple of kids that have impressed you right out of the gate here?
It's just always nice when you come down here. Last time I was down here, just 24 quality kids. I can't really say that one kid is stuck out in my mind. It's nice when you get down here. We set aside in practice scheduling 20 minutes to set up an offense, and next thing you know, we got 5 minutes gone by, and our offense is in, or you know, the kids have picked it up. So it's really a struggle to manage our time-wise.
Duke, you look at your head, the coach's heads around. I mean, it's short cropped hair. I mean, it's very, very, you know, conducive to the group we're among. And then you look at Swedberg. What is that? Does it bother you in any way? Will he have a haircut by Saturday?
Yeah. He's a little bigger than me, so I probably can't.
You just leave him alone?
Yeah, I can't convince him whether you can cut his hair or not.
Neither could Ken Ropers all year long.
Duke Wall is joining us from Cody Kilgore. He's the head coach of the West. You kind of mentioned bigger. How has the eight-man game kind of evolved here in the last four, five, six, 7 years? I mean, I think we've seen a little bit more balance, that the big guys are getting a little bit quicker as well.
Yeah, I mean, you look at just the Swedberg kid and probably – 8 years ago, he was definitely going to be an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, and, you know, he's a running back linebacker now and a hell of a linebacker. So, yeah, I think that's the big thing that you notice from even when I was in school to the kids now. It's just so much bigger, the stressing of the lifting weights and all the agility work.
Duke, obviously, I'm going to bring up Wayne Evans. You bring him with you from Cody Kilgore, your student manager. How's assess him to this point through three practice?
Well, I don't think I've told him yet, but he was just selected to the student manager all-star team and was made the ballot for the Hall of Fame.
Quite an honor.
He's a good kid. He's been my student manager for 3 years, so yeah.
Do talk about for the folks that don't know, they're driving through, they're new to the area, that don't know much about the eight-man game. We know it's a football game Saturday at 1:30 at Hastings College. But outside of what goes on with practice and your experience from the last time and what you've already done, just kind of tell the folks what goes on during this week here in Hastings.
Well, Sir Tomo really treats us well, and the eight-man officers treat us pretty well. That's kind of a stretch. But you know, they have all these activities set up for us, keep the kids busy. We don't have much downtime, whether we're practicing or going to lunch or going downtown and meeting all these people and just kind of getting the Sir Tomo name out there.
Always goes for a good cause, too, Daddy.
Yeah, several clubs involved, and they give you a rundown. Carney McCook, Beatrice, Columbus, Crete. They go down through Sir Tomo, if you do not know. They help individuals with speech and hearing disorders. So if you would like to get involved, certainly contact the Sir Tomo Club in your area. It goes to a great cause, and they support a great cause.
Well, Coach, we wish you and the West the best of luck, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. It was a pleasure chatting with
you. No problem. Thank you.
Duke Wall, the head coach of Cody Kilgore, the West coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to keep it here. We're going to bring Justin Swedberg in because he's getting hungry. This is also lunchtime, and a big fella needs food. And, of course, he was named the Kearney Hub defensive football player of the year, along with Bryson Wahlberg, who was on the offense. We're going to get a chance to talk with him. He's going to UNK, and glad to have him at Kearney. And Justin, glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. How's practice been so far?
Oh, it's going pretty good, I guess. It's nice being around all these athletic kids, and the coaches are real nice and give me a chance to play. So,
Justin, take us through the summer. Obviously, you're going to Kearney. Has there been a weight program? Have there been camps? What have you been doing?
Yeah, I've been up at Kearney pretty much this whole summer doing the workouts and lifting up there, but it's nice to finally come up and play a little football. It's been a while since I've hit somebody and put some pads on, so.
What's it like? I mean, when you get ready for a high school season, you've got camp and you've got 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and then you've got practice or you've got the first game. Here you come in a week. I assume most of these kids look like they've been in pretty good shape, but what's the first couple practices physically been like for you?
Yeah, it's a little different, I guess, just getting it done in 1 week. But first day yesterday, we were all pretty sore this morning, but this practice this morning went pretty good, so I think the week will be pretty fun and good week of practice.
Justin, obviously throughout your season, you guys will see some quality teams. Any kids from those teams that you're glad to have on your side this week?
Yeah, well, we got a couple Huskers, I guess, so that always helps. Kiefer Burke and Taylor Dixon, and the Ducat kid from Palmer, who played him. He's a heck of a player, and other kids from the area, Malberg, and there's just tons of talent. Every kid on the team has a lot of talent and can play just as well as anybody else. So
I've got to imagine that's the most fun, when you get to play with somebody that you've played against and competed against in all the sports for the last 3, 4, 6 years if you go back to junior high.
Yeah, it's nice. A few kids you didn't like too much in high school, but now you come down here and you realize they're not that bad of people. So. Pretty fun to play with.
That usually happens, right, Daddy?
Yeah, that happens.
Usually.
You know what? You get them out of their element, and they're on your team, and all of a sudden, boy, he's not that bad of a guy. So, you know, it's good to hear, and good to make some more friends before you head off to college and probably see some of these guys down the road at different colleges.
Yeah, there's a couple Lopers here, too, with Jay Reichs and the Bravik kid from Clarkson. So it was nice to meet those guys for the first time.
We're speaking with Justin Sweetberg. He's part of the West team from Axtell. You guys have had a lot of success during your high school career, especially on the football field. And you were a big reason Axtell kind of turned things around. I know the previous class was pretty big. The senior class before you was pretty big. But what about just being part of a team and with Kent Ropers and all the kids that you had over at Axtell that had so much success and maybe building a little dynasty over there?
Yeah, it was nice being on good teams. I was lucky to have that happen. And, you know, we did start a little bit of something because in the past, Axtell wasn't ever that great of a team, but played in the state championship and had a couple undefeated seasons. And these next teams coming up are pretty young and talented, so, and I'm excited to see how they'll be the next couple of years in football and basketball.
Have you, hooked up with Cup or Bacon at all from Overton? Maybe some physical side shows so far?
No, well, I don't know. We talked to them a little bit, but.
Axtell getting the better of the Eagles the last few times out.
Yeah, a lot of fun to be had. Justin, thanks so much for giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Justin, if you don't know,
take a shot at his hair, Justin. Seriously.
Yeah.
He's been taking a shot at yours all day. What's up with this?
Oh, it's looking pretty good. I need a haircut, it's true.
He's siding with me. Justin Sweetberg, obviously, along with Eric Gustafson, in the running to replace Tyler McNitt as my favorite Loper.
That is a huge honor. That's a huge honor. Don't take it lightly, Justin. Tyler got invited to the Minnesota Viking camp just because you made some calls, Daddy.
I think there's no doubt about that, Doug.
Justin, before we let you go, what are they telling you about UNK? Are you looking like you might be able to step in first year, redshirt? What are they looking at you?
I'm going to redshirt the first year, and then they said the next year after that, if I, you know, work hard and everything, I'd have a good shot of having some quality playing time, so.
Listen to Coach Crocker.
Yeah, I will.
All right, Justin. Hey, good luck. Pleasure watching you play, and look forward to continue to do that throughout your college career.
All right, thank you.
Justin Sweetberg joining us here from the 8-man camp. Axtell graduate, and he's part of the West team for the 8-man All-Star game coming up Saturday at 1:30. When we come back, we're going to talk to a couple more players, including Bryson Malberg of Elwood. Troy Peterson from Lawrence Nelson is here as well, and we'll do that after this break. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer just for my listeners. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
Hey, summer's finally here, and if you want your summer memories to last longer than your tan, then you better get into Carney Yamaha now. Make memories for the whole family at the lake with the new Yamaha Wave Runner. All Yamaha VX Wave Runners offer a quiet and reliable 4-stroke 110 HP motor that makes pulling skiers and tubers a breeze. If you want to relax from a long work week and be the most popular person on your block, take home a new VX Yamaha Wave Runner from Carney Yamaha today. Making summer memories sweeter. Carney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80, Carney.
The 2008 College World Series will be played right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. This is Kevin Kugler inviting you to join me for all the action.
We'll see partial sunshine across the area today with a chance of a few showers and storms developing. Highs around 77 are expected with southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see the possibility of some showers and storms with partly to mostly cloudy skies, low at 57. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
That'll kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show from Hastings Central Community College, where the 8-man All-Star football camp is going on. Sertoma 8-man All-Star. You know, Daddy, I'm driving in, and they continue to make improvements here at Central Community College. And I see them working on a couple halls here, and it's always so beautiful out front. I think maybe Kerbit's been here.
I think Matt and the gang has stopped by. They're doing a great job. Walkways, pathways. They even got the sandbox out back, Kerbin installed.
I saw some of the guys back there playing it. I think Jay Reichs from Pope John was back there playing in the sandbox a little while ago.
Don't tease or make fun of Jay Reichs playing in the sandbox because he can deal with you.
Oh, that was Dom Reichs playing in the sandbox. I'm sorry.
Kerbit.net. Check it out on the net today. Stamp curbing, they've got it all. 40 designs, 40 different colors for you and your edging needs. Call Kerbit.net. Don't call Kerbit.net. Get on the internet and check out Kerbit.net.
And, of course, the weather and the storms that we've had has maybe have knocked your yard around a little bit. They can give you some options about what you want to do. Kerbit.net, contact Matt and the gang today. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats there on Highway 30 in Kearney. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you are the first correct caller and have the answer to our trivia question, and of course it is going to deal with the 8-man All-Star game since that's where we are at today. Which former Husker holds the 8-man record for most rushing attempts in a Sertoma 8-man All-Star game? Which former Nebraska Cornhusker holds the Sertoma 8-man All-Star record for most rushing attempts with 31 in an All-Star game? If you know the answer, 1-888-455-ESPN, you could win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Well, we've heard a little bit from the West. Now here to talk a little smack from the East, Lawrence Nelson's Troy Peterson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troy, congratulations on your selection, and thanks for giving us some time today.
Thank you.
You play for a Hall of Fame legendary coach in Gary DeBoer and such a great program over there. I can imagine that playing in an All-Star game is not a whole lot different than playing at Lawrence Nelson with as good as you guys have been for so long.
Yeah, with Gary DeBoer, you know, everything's paced so nice and, like, it's just pretty much the same down here.
He talks a lot, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
You've been through the first couple of practices. What has it been like so far here in Hastings?
It's been nice, you know. Everybody, just meeting everybody and playing with all these athletes. It's been a real great time.
Troy, where do they look for to get you on the field on Saturday?
Running back, mainly.
Running back, hope you, obviously, with the guys that the West team has up front, you're probably going to want to get outside, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Utilize some speed, huh?
Yeah.
What are you guys looking at? What have the coaches told you so far about your game plan? Is it stick to the ground, or have you got deep enough into it yet?
Well, so far we've just been running, but I think later this afternoon is when we start throwing, and we'll get into that later.
Troy, they simplified the offense. I mean, is it pretty basic stuff everybody can pick up, and
yeah,
it's not a problem getting it in by Saturday?
Yeah, just like four different formations, I think, so far.
We asked a couple of the kids this before, and the coaches, you're going to get to play with some guys from the East that maybe you've played against or you've looked forward to. Maybe some of the folks in our listening area aren't quite as familiar. Who's a couple of the kids that you played against that you're going to be playing with on Saturday that really stood out this past high school season?
Oh, played against Cal Davis from Shickley. He's pretty good. He runs hard. And
he stands out. That's okay. Didn't mean to put you on the spot. But you've got a lot of good kids on this football team. Will you be doing anything different, majorly different in this game than what you did, say, last year in your high school offense?
Not really, I don't think. Not much.
Obviously, Troy, playing with all these great players on the East and the West, you guys get a house with this, with all everybody's together. It's not like you're segregated. You know, I think in the Shrine Bowl, one team does one thing, and the other team does something else. You guys do it all together at night.
Yeah. It's been going pretty good, you know. Everybody's getting along. And actually, the guys I'm, like, rooming with, everyone's, like, 80 pounds heavier than me. So.
What's been the highlight so far? I know you guys have been able to go out and have a little fun a couple of nights already. What's kind of been the highlight? You got a story for us yet?
Oh, we went putt-putt golf, and that was pretty fun.
Who's the best putt-putt golfer?
Not me.
Daddy, part of the Mike and Mike Olympics, putt-putt golfing. Yeah, how's your putt-putt golfing skill?
I can dominate. Not a problem.
Okay, I'll make sure we scratch that one off the list then so we don't do that. Troy, last question before we let you get out of here. So many great players, so many people doing so many different things. What are your plans after this ball game? What's next for Troy Peterson?
I think I'm just going to go to Beatrice. Pretty much, I think I'm done for football after this game. So,
does that make this a little extra extra special then for you?
Yeah, it's the last game. So,
well, we hope that it's going to be a great game for you. It lists him as 155 pounds. Daddy, over unders on it. He's actually 155 pounds.
No, I'm going to go with an M&M shy, but you know what? He's fast. They don't want to have me catch him.
No, that would be bad. Troy, best of luck. Thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Thank you.
Troy Peterson from Lawrence Nelson. He'll be starting in the backfield Saturday for the East. We're going to bring in Bryson Malberg from Elwood and chat with him about the West. Derek, a winner yet on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia?
Yeah, we did get a winner. Aaron from Kearney knew it was Joel Makovica.
That is correct. 31 carries in the 1994 game. Joel Makovica still the all, you know, 31 carries, Dan. You look at the game. There's just not that many offensive plays to begin with, and when you're trying to get everybody involved, they rode him into the ground, kind of like everybody else did when he played.
Yeah, they didn't want to get anybody else involved. Hand him the ball. I think the rest of his team was fine with that. They wanted to win,
and that's kind of what it comes down to. Now, your favorite Elwood Pirate of all time joins us next.
Well, he's one of my favorites of all time. Blow his head up, but Bryson Malberg joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bryson, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Daddy likes to make predictions. Can you give him a background on how this game's going to go Saturday?
I think there's going to be a lot of running, not too much passing. It's going to be down the trenches, and I don't think scoring's going to be...
We're not going to see 48-42?
Yeah, I ain't going to see 60 points up.
Obviously, Coach Duke Wall, not 100% sold on your game at quarterback. How disappointing is that? Are your feelings hurt?
Oh, I'm fine. I'll take Taylor Dixon's the other one, and he can handle it just as good as I can.
You guys seem to be pretty similar. Very quick, not 6'2", 200-pound quarterbacks. Very quick, can get outside, don't mind running the football. Maybe your passing game's a tad bit more, at least from what we've seen. I think I've only seen Taylor play a couple of times, but maybe your passing ability is a notch ahead. Do they have specific plans for when you'll be in the game, when he'll be in the game, or will it be the same offense no matter what?
Not that I know of yet, but we've both been running the same play.
Bryson, talk about your plans after this game. You're going to run track in college, we understand. Well, we don't understand it, but we understand that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, he's a little concerned why you would select track, because that would require running all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Track starts in September, so that's kind of why I didn't choose football. And basketball would be a pretty hard double to do with track.
You're going to do that at Doan?
Yep.
When it comes right down to it, I mean, when you have as much talent as a lot of these kids do, you have options at football. You have options to play basketball. You have options to play track. What was the one selling point that you said, I think track's the way I want to go?
Doan's pretty much a national contender every year, one of the best programs in the state. So,
Bryson, talk a little bit about getting to play for your dad. And everybody asks your dad, oh, how special is it having your son play for you all the way through and him being a senior? And your dad had to answer a lot of tough questions. But as you look back, how much fun and how exciting was that for you?
It was a lot of fun. Just got to spend more time on the field. Sometimes wasn't the best.
Some words of advice that
Coach Aaron's mediated most of the time.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you will intentionally overthrow Jay Reichs every time in practice this week?
Yeah.
That you get. We asked, Mr. Peterson, Troy just told us this, his last football game. It's also going to be your last. Well, are you playing next week against Kansas? So it's your last two football games. How special is that? Do you think about that, or are you still just, I'm going to go play?
We're going to go out there and play, but it's definitely in the back of your mind that you're not going to play football anymore, but these last two games, to have the opportunity to play with all these guys, it's a way to go out.
Bryson, who's impressed you on your own team that you'd like to have played beside him this year?
Brad Wright from Ewing.
Brad Wright.
He's on my team this week.
6'2", 285-pound lineman. He's going to be doing a little blocking for you, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Keep him happy. Buy him a watch. I think you got your parents' credit card. Yeah, buy the lineman something.
All right.
Extravagant gifts, I think, all week long.
Any prediction before you get out of here?
It's going to be a close one, I think.
And before you, last question, I think Carly Wells left, so here's your shot. Assistant coach Carly Wells from Elgin. Seriously, you kind of got to overcome anything he's telling you, don't you? You just kind of got to go on your own, right?
Well, we try, but we have 3 plays that we run, so.
Run left, run right,
yep.
Run up the middle. Kick it.
Yeah.
Well, Bryson has not said this on the air, but he did just write down he likes a West team, 35-12. I guarantee it. Bryson Malberg has guaranteed a victory right here on the Doug and Daddy Show for the West squad.
Well, Bryson, we'll let you speak through Daddy some other time. Best of luck this weekend. Pleasure watching you during your high school career. We'll continue to do so in college and smack Dad for you, wouldn't you? All right?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bryson Malberg, he's ready to go to lunch, Daddy.
Yeah, we're going to get him out of here, and we're about ready to get out of here.
We're about ready to get out of here as well. College World Series baseball coming up in just a little less than an hour. Rice, LSU, an elimination game. Then at 6 o'clock tonight, we'll be bringing you the championship bracket game between Fresno State and North Carolina. Everybody's thinking North Carolina's going to win. What are your thoughts on today, Daddy?
Well, Fresno just seems to keep rolling along, and I think North Carolina needs to jump on this team early. You let Fresno hang around, they just continue to build confidence in this postseason, and you don't want to see that this time of year for a baseball squad.
Derek, anything that we haven't cleaned up so far today?
Nope, I think you guys took care of everything.
All right, well, let's get out of here. Reminded that you'll be able to hear Legion Baseball on Power 99 tonight as Central City takes on the Kearney Thursdays. 8 o'clock is the first pitch. Just about all of the Tri-City teams are in action tonight. Daddy, one more thing I wanted to get your comment on. Robert Sally is going to Memphis. The young man that committed, said, I'm staying with Nebraska even though everybody wants me. I'm going to Nebraska. And then Nebraska and the Big 12, Nebraska screwed up. The Big 12 wouldn't clear him, so he has to go somewhere else. And he's not ending up at Lehigh. He's not ending up at, you know, Louisiana Tech. He's going to the national runner-up in Memphis.
Well, I think a lot of people thought that, you know, he would probably go overseas and just get play 1 year of basketball to get ready for the NBA. That's not the case. Now he's going to a national powerhouse. Obviously, big news for Memphis. Not only did they get him back, they got their number one center back. He withdrew from the draft. I'm having trouble coming with his name right now, but it's kind of a double dose of good news if you're a Memphis Tiger fan.
And you think North Carolina probably good thing that all those kids are coming back?
Well, not if you're a recruit. It's not a good thing. But if you're one of those players, yeah, you're coming back for one reason, and that's to win a championship in North Carolina.
We get out of here with your prediction, Daddy.
I'm going to take the West team. I think the balance of power has shifted. I'm going to say 20-10. Well, no, they're not going to kick field goals. They don't even have a kicker on the damn roster. Give me 20-12.
20-12. Low scoring. Take the unders. The West by 8.
Take the unders, yes. You can get a line on that. Take the unders.
Tomorrow, back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll be lining up more guests. We'll be talking with some
The East guys are angry.
I was going to say, you just saw the West go to lunch. You got to pay attention. You got the linemen here from the East. Most of them, anyway, are in here. They're ready. I'm going to go to lunch and let you deal with them.
You know what I'm going to do before we get out of here, Doug? I got to give a shout-out because this last weekend at Minot, South Dakota, the Cabela's National Team Championships in the walleye tournament was
held. So this is fishing?
This is fishing.
They have a boat?
Tim Hoffman, Scott Plachek finished 7th out of Loup City. Johnny Pursley and David Swartz. David Swartz is the young sensation out of Aurora, 15th. Scott Sundstrom and Randy Rowland from North Platte end up getting 5th. And disappointment ran amok for the young stud from Lumpy Vinzant and Brian Raglan out of Bertrand and Cozad. Lumpy Vinzant, they say the only time that kid can't catch a fish is when he's had one too many and fishes in the tub.
They didn't play, so.
He's an up-and-comer, 51st out of 250, so I think, you know, probably a lot of teams would take that, but not these guys. They're not satisfied.
So a lot of fish caught. We'll have to go to the fish fry and help them get rid of them later on this week. For Derek and Daddy, this is Doug. Thanks to all the folks here, Andy and Duke Wallen, the coach, Ken Swanson, the coach, the players that joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Sotoma 8-Man All-Star Camp in Hastings. We'll be back in studio tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You spend a lot of hours in that old tractor planting, tilling, and fertilizing. Just like you, Stadler Implement spends a lot of time with after-sales service. Look at their line of Kinze, Kraus, and Sukup tillage equipment. When it's time to fertilize, Stadler Implement carries the Demco 3-point or pole-type chemical applicators. Carl and his staff also service well engines with tune-ups and overhauls. Isn't it nice to know you can go to one business and be satisfied with their service? Stadler Implement, East Highway 6, Minden.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM. KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings. ESPN
Superstation Sports Center. And good afternoon. I'm Mike Will. The Sports Center update on ESPN brought to you by Next Euros of Kearney, home of the best sandwich.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.